102.5 The Bone wants to hear from you. Download the free Bone app and click on the open mic feature to give us any critical information you might have. Give a shout out to a first responder or health service worker. Or honestly, if you just want to hear your voice on the radio and say something stupid, it's a weird time and we're all in this together. Send us your thoughts on the Bone app and give us a heads up on where we can get some toilet paper. Thanks from 102.5 The Bone.
Marine Rob, what's up, dude?
What's up, my man? I told you I'm going to call you every night.
Oh,
I got a local plug from a very beautiful girl by the name of Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany Mellon, and she is a family owned, operated of Air O Force One, and does air conditioning. You got to still have air conditioning, so
no doubt.
Wanted to plug that for them.
She's a female air conditioner. She's a female air conditioned tech.
Nah, I think she's more of the in the office, but she's trying to. You know, they're trying to stay afloat, just like everybody else is.
Yeah, I think my other thing. Yeah, go ahead.
My other thing, I gotta close the door so I'm not blaring you guys in the background.
That's crazy.
My other thing is so, but SBK, he was saying about buying up ammo. You know, Marine Rob is going to have ammo.
Oh yeah.
And the other thing, it's all on my Facebook, but you can look up. I would like you to look up my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And there's something that I'm doing for bartenders and service people, you know, people in the service industry.
Uh-huh.
And I'm willing to, you know, in the lake over here in Lakeland, you know, for people that I know that are completely zero out of money.
Yeah.
$50 for 2 or 3 hours. Come over and help me clean my apartment out. If that puts and I'll cook you a meal that, and I'm hoping people that might be able to follow suit on
that. How dirty is your apartment?
It's bad. I'm single and lazy. So,
Jesus, Rob.
But it, you know, if it helps them out to help pay their electric bill or puts gas in their car or whatever.
I got you. That's very
you
nice.
You figure $50 for 2 or 3 hours.
That's
over $16 an hour.
What if it's an ugly bartender though? Like, what if it's like the ugliest bartender in Lakeland?
You almost made me cuss. But I don't care what somebody looks like. I don't care if it's a man.
Oh,
I don't care who it is. If people need help.
I got you.
And as long as I have an income, I'm not going to the bars.
Yeah.
Obviously, so I may as well, you know, at least get half of what I would spend at the bar.
What a nice guy,
man. To help them out.
Well, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm just hoping some people will follow suit on that.
Yeah, man. Well, I think a lot of people are coming together, good people like yourself. So it's nice to see. We were just talking about how the Amish are making a face mask for people. And there's a lot of companies stepping up and a lot of individuals, a lot of people are doing what they can since you're locked up in your house. I like the idea of why you have all this free time trying to do something that can help your community or help people out.
Yes, sir. As long as I have it coming in, I may as well not hoard it. I try to help my fellow man. I'm a Marine. That's what I do.
I didn't even know.
My people come first.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks, Rob. Appreciate you, buddy. Hoorah, buddy. God bless.
Hoorah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You know, man, I like his idea. You know what? I'm going to extend that, too. Anybody wants to come over and help me hand wash my socks, right? I got so many dirty socks right now.
Like, bathe you, maybe?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Why do you want strangers in your home?
Well, it's just to help out during these difficult times.
Come on!
No, stop. That's socializing.
Listen,
that's
all you got to do is clean his testicles.
Clean his dirty
with a rag.
Goddamn apartment.
And then you can get food.
Here's what he's going to do.
A coronavirus trap house.
In order to help, every time somebody cleans it, he will re-dirty it so the next person can come over and clean it.
He's going to re-dirty it.
Can you imagine after he helps like three people, the next person's going to come over and be like, this place is goddamn spotless, man.
Use some of that ammo on those people that come to his house.
Oh, look at you.
I got you. I got a crime scene I need you to clean up.
Ew, gross.
Clark, what's up, dude?
Hey there, guys. Been listening to the Bone pretty much all day. Finally had a day off.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. They actually started cutting our hours there at the store for the first time yesterday.
Sorry about that.
But they did give us a letter. They did give us a letter saying essential employees. So.
Yeah. I feel you, player. I feel you.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy time, dude. You got to keep it together, man.
Yes. It's I told y'all the other night that my mom had to leave from Pennsylvania because they shut down the borders and all that.
Right.
Yeah, well, they're on their way here. They should be here in about maybe 10 minutes or so. So this is the first time I've spent any sort of time with my mom in 27 years. So.
Wow. How's that going?
Guess we're going to find out. We've had pretty good interactions before, so but this is the first time we're ever going to be living together.
I feel you, dog. Well, it sucks that it has to happen in such a weird time, but, you know, maybe it'll actually help you. You're trapped together.
Yeah. So I bought some pizza and have some Monopoly ready for us to play whenever they get here. So because I have a little sister who's 13. I didn't even know she existed till
wow.
a year and a half ago.
That's crazy, dude. All right, man. Well, good luck with that, dude. And hopefully just having, you know, family around will lift your spirits up, too.
Yeah, I kind of figured I'd throw out a story that wasn't 100% Corona related and kind of get you all thinking about something else maybe for once.
Impossible. But thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. Have a great night, Clark.
Hey, love you guys.
Yeah, you too,
bud. I'm still going to keep the radio tuned to the bone. So,
yeah. You got it. Later. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. Let's get to some of the deets. That's going on today with coronavirus. Coronavirus!
It's getting real.
It's getting real. Well, the stimulus package approved pretty much when I got home last night. They made the announcement.
1:30, yeah. Yeah. Morning.
But now today, there's some hangups with the wording of the unemployment section of it. So. They haven't fully signed it until they work out a couple of little tweaks in there, I guess. I don't know. But it's looking like it'll be pretty good for furloughed, unemployed people like myself from my day job, you from your day job, people that were laid off due to coronavirus. If it goes through the way it's written up, you'll get your normal unemployment and then $600 more a week on top of it for 4 months is what they're saying. But it might end up being 3 months after they work out whatever they're doing.
Right.
Either way, 3 months is pretty nice. I'm hoping we'll be in a better place in 3 months.
Looks like the president is saying that there's going to be 4,000 ventilators heading to New York.
Not enough.
They need it badly.
They need a lot more.
Yeah.
Atlanta needs them. New Orleans needs them. It's very, very, very scary and sad what we're seeing right now as far as the spikes. And it really is a lot of irresponsible people, but it's also a lot of people that didn't even know what it was when they were spreading it. Like Mardi Gras, nobody knew really what COVID-19 was during Mardi Gras, and that was when they said probably New Orleans spread it the most, so they're hurting pretty bad.
I heard that their cases are rising faster than any other country.
Yes.
Like faster than Italy, faster than China.
Uh-huh.
So it's not good.
No, that's what's scary. And well, that's the thing is like they knew about it before we did, because it started over there. So they started testing. They started, you know, trying to get it under control where we knew about it over here, but didn't take it serious. We just like, you know.
That's China's problem.
Not my house.
That's Italy's problem.
Yeah. So by the time it started popping up here, so many people already had it. And we kind of predicted that a month ago on the show. I was like, man, you know, we got our first case in Washington. I go, there's got to be more people, you know. And then after a week, there was 15 cases, 20 cases. And then after another week, it's hundreds of cases. And that's when the realization hits, like, there's a lot of people walking around with this, either asymptomatic or just minor symptoms. Because a majority of people that have COVID-19 only suffer minor effects from it. Fever, dry cough, that's mainly what people feel from it. Now they're starting to report different symptoms, loss of taste and smell.
Yeah. I forget what that's called. Anosmia, something like that. But yes, yeah, so that can happen before you experience any other symptoms.
Right.
I also saw something again. It was just a headline, a title of an article. I saw something about red eyes.
Yeah.
Like if you have really red eyes, that might be an indicator that you
have allergies will do that too.
Sure,
so
sure.
I don't know. You know, but the dry cough and the fever, those are the main ones. So if you get a fever, you have to call your doctor's office. You have to call the health department. You have to try to get yourself a test done. And mainly, just you need to be quarantining yourself. You should be doing that anyway right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for all you...
You shouldn't be isolating once you have it. You need to isolate so you prevent getting it.
I'm talking to the dummies out there.
I know.
And you're going to see so much of this in the next 3 months. You're going to see so many people apologizing because they were the jerk-offs that were walking around people and hanging out with their friends at parties, and then they end up getting it and felt so, so bad because they know how many people they also gave it to. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be so hard to burn through this thing if we just keep on spreading it. It's very, very scary. It's like, you know, we have 331 million people in the country. If everybody was a matchstick, right? And you got all these matchsticks close together and they just keep burning and burning and burning. You have to spread apart. You have to isolate so the fire stops instead of burning this whole bitch down. So we got to do what we got to do. So Mayor... Caster, they're going to try to do a curfew in Hillsborough County starting this weekend.
What are the penalties?
I'm not real.
Like, you must get fined if you're.
Yeah, yeah. Are they at least, they tell you get your ass back in the house. I'm not really sure exactly the penalty, but there will be some sort of a penalty for it.
It has to be.
The curfew will extend for the entire weekend. And you know what? Before you start bitching, you know, like, this is the government doing it. This is your fault. Had people been doing what they were supposed to be doing, you wouldn't have to, you know, tighten the reins on you folks. Like, this is, we have to do something. And Rick Kreisman and Jane Castor, they seem more concerned than almost any politician I've seen speak. Like, they both are saying the same thing. Too many people are going to die if we don't act now. And it just seems like everybody else is nonchalant about it. A lot of people are. It's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. We got to do something here. Like, come on. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let's get to some more big stories as far as COVID-19. That's like the local stuff.
I got one.
Oh, good.
Prince Charles.
Yeah, he's got it.
Test positive for coronavirus. When I heard about this, I did a little bit of investigative research. I was like, who are the Queen's kids?
Right.
And I saw it goes, Charles.
He's the heir.
He's in line for the throne. And then right under him, good old Prince Andrew.
No, he can't. He can't be the king.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No way, dude.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So it would, I think, yeah, he's second in line for the throne. So if the queen's going to die soon, she's like 93, something like that. Prince Charles is into his 70s, I assume.
I think he's 81.
Something like that. Yeah, I can find that out. But he would be in line. But if he dies from this, we're getting pedo king of England, Prince Andrew.
Not my king. Not my country.
That's going to be hilarious.
By the way, England's getting pounded with this COVID-19 pretty bad also.
Right, I saw.
All of Europe, Spain, oh my God, it's bad. It's really, really bad right now. So I know for all you folks out there, I sound like a broken record. You're out there saying, it's just a flu. We've never seen anything like this. It's a worldwide pandemic, and people are dying, man, like a lot. Kids are dying now. It's becoming more than just an old person disease. So if you have any underlying health conditions, and now I'm hearing healthy people are on ventilators, like, I don't know what's going on, but
yeah,
you don't want it. Okay. You don't want to take a shot at whether you're going to be okay or not.
Right. By the way, Prince Charles is actually 71. He looks terrible for his age. I thought he was much older.
Yeah, me too.
I was listening to a little bit of Rogan today, and he was talking about a doctor who, and I think that we discussed this a little bit on Sunday, but blood type might actually have an effect on how badly you're affected by this virus.
Wow.
Because he was talking about somebody, Rogan was saying he was talking to someone he knew that was pretty young, probably in his like late 30s, very healthy, into fitness, and this person was like hospitalized. So, and because there's so much variation, obviously with age and stuff like that, but he said beyond that, there are healthy people with no underlying conditions that are really feeling the effects of this virus. Your blood type might have something to do with it. I haven't done any more research beyond that. I will. I'll be ready for that tomorrow. But they said that type A might actually be feeling the effects much harder than any other blood type.
I should know my blood type.
I'm type A. So.
I have no idea.
You don't know your blood type?
What do you, Will?
I don't think I do.
Don't you have hemophilia?
Nope.
Something?
I do not
have
hemophilia.
What's the thing you have with your blood?
I have nothing wrong with my blood. I'm anemic.
Anemic. That's
yeah.
I think you
homophobia?
Know,
you get... Yeah, man. Get away from my blood, you gay people. Get away. Goddamn gays trying to have sex with my blood.
Oh, man.
Do you know what you are?
O positive.
Oh, that's you're the
universal donor, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
You want some of my blood, man?
I'm gonna
for your homophobia?
I have a doctor's appointment via webcam on Friday, so I'm going to ask him. So.
Yeah. You should know.
This is a normal checkup, and I forgot that I had it, and I got a call today from the nurse, and she's like,
where you at, ho?
She's like, oh, your appointment on Friday, the doctor wants to do it, you know, like on Skype or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, can we do that all the time? Like, I don't want to drive over there.
Are you going
to
show him your hemorrhoids?
Nope. Good luck getting my copay over a webcam, too.
That's what I was telling Kelly, like, because she's working from home, too. I'm working from home, in quotes. I wonder if it's going to be just, like, we're finding out that we don't really need to be at work for a lot of us. You know, we can definitely just work from home. I wonder if it's just going to become even more prominent now.
Yes.
After this is over.
I think it's a testing ground to see how remotely, you know, people can do from working from a remote.
It seems like a business would be all in because they don't have to rent like an office. You know, that's a big expense.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think we're going to come out a better country and a better, you know, a better world in general when we're done with this, if everybody's alive. You know what I mean? So there's definitely a lot of research and a lot of answers being made to some questions that you would never be able to test in any other situation. So I have read up on a lot of that stuff, too. It's very interesting. There's behavioral science, man. Like all these psychologists, they're like studying all these people being trapped in the house together now, you know? So it's like, oh man, like, you know, domestic violence is on the rise. Yeah, no kidding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw in some parts of Texas, there's been a lot of more reported cases of child abuse. People are stuck in the house with their kids.
Their damn kids. Oh, poor kids. The other thing I saw today that was, Chief Dugan's actually had a presser. 42 Tampa police officers are quarantined. One tested positive, a new recruit, 26 years old, for COVID-19. So very, very scary. And the other sad news I saw today, too, was in Italy, a nurse committed suicide.
I did see that because she had it.
She had it
she was
for a while.
She was going to infect other people. Well, she's off the her.
She mind. Knew that she said she knew she infected people. It's the pressure, man. The things that they see, you know, over there, and now they're going to start seeing it here. You're going to be you have to be a headstrong person to deal with something like that. I mean, it's like you're in war. I mean, you're seeing just grotesque and sad situations are all around you, and you're on the front lines trying to, you know, help these people stay alive, and you're watching them die, you know, pretty much by the hour. So it's very, very scary. I had the numbers up earlier of how many people we actually lost in the United States in the last 24 hours, and it's up there. I mean, they have over 200 in New York that they've
81
lost.
81 deaths today in New York alone.
Just in New York alone, yeah. I mean,
just in New York, it was 81, I believe.
I think we're up to 23 deaths in Florida now total, which is not bad compared to some
Florida,
places.
Florida, total 23, yep.
Yeah, I think New Orleans has...
New cases, 504. Again, more people are getting tests, more confirmations.
But. Yeah, Raymond James opened up their drive-through testing facility today. So the testing's going to be done a lot more. There are also the FDA approved the home testing kit. Now, you don't get a result. It's not like a pregnancy test. All it is a swab that you send in. Mm-hmm. They test it the same way, but it just... It takes out the whole... having a nurse have to put on all that PPE equipment and her swab you. So it saves on so much medical equipment because they don't have to do that swabbing process. You just put it in the envelope and you send it in and get the test done. So I'm glad the FDA found a way to do that. So hopefully they'll be able to ramp up and speed up the process so you get the results, you know, in a day instead of 3 days or however long it's taken.
We make fun of everything here at 102.5 The Bone. But when it's time to inform you, the listener, we have your back. Listen to The Bone or visit theboneonline.com for all of the latest updates on the coronavirus.